Welcome to Cricket Shots Podcast from Sumcast. Here's your daily dose of five shots from the world of cricket. A century partnership between Harry Tector and George Dockrell propelled Ireland to a 6-wicket win and 2-1 series victory over Zimbabwe after initial batting struggles in Harare. Chasing 141, Ireland were 37 for 4 before Tector's unbeaten 54 and Dockrell's rapid 49 steered the impressive comeback win. Earlier, Zimbabwe posted 140 for 6, with Ryan Burrell top scoring on 36 as the Irish bowlers found regular wickets. The ODI series between the nations begins Wednesday in Harare on the back of this morale-boosting triumph for Ireland. The ICC will trial a stop clock in all men's ODIs and T20 internationals between December and April, requiring teams to bowl their next over within 60 seconds to speed up play. After two warnings for slow over rates, a third offense will incur a 5-run penalty for the fielding side. ICC General Manager Wasim Khan said the trial follows a similar change last year, restricting fielders when teams fail to bowl overs on time. The West Indies versus England T20 International Series beginning December 12th will inaugurate use of the stop clock, with outcomes assessed after the 6-month experiment. Veteran batsman Asad Shafiq announced his retirement from all forms of cricket on Sunday, citing a lack of passion and fitness to continue playing at age 37. Shafiq revealed he will soon finalize a contract to become a paid national selector for Pakistan after leading Karachi Whites to the National T20 Championship. He scored over 4,600 test runs from 2010 to 2020, forming a core pillar of Pakistan's batting alongside Yunus Khan, Misbah-ul-Haq, and Azhar Ali. Shafiq took pride in contributing to Pakistan's resurgence after the 2010 spot-fixing scandal under Misbah's captaincy, winning back fan confidence. The 2024 Under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup has been relocated from Sri Lanka to South Africa amidst the ICC's suspension of Sri Lanka cricket. The event will now be held from January 19th to February 11th across 5 venues in South Africa. Defending champions India are pooled with Bangladesh, Ireland, and USA in Group A, kicking off their title defense against Bangladesh on January 20th. The revised schedule features a new Super 6 stage after the group phase, where two groups of 6 teams will compete to reach the knockout semifinals. South Africa will host the opening match on January 19th against West Indies, and the final on February 11th at Willamore Park in Benoni. BCCI Secretary Jay Shah announced the second Women's Premier League will take place from late February to mid-March 2024 in one host state, unlike the multi-venue debut season. Shah cited logistical advantages, but mentioned potential backup options like Bangalore, Uttar Pradesh, and Ahmedabad. The joint BCCI franchise decision still awaits finalization of the host state. Shah expressed confidence the 2024 event would exceed the successful inaugural WPL edition after Indian players attracted huge bids at the player auction. We're wrapping up this episode of Cricket Shots. Stay stumped for more cricket insights.